We live in a culture that calls evil good, kills its babies, celebrates sexual confusion, and pretends people are basically good. Yet God still offers mercy. In this short devotional, discover why a holy God doesn't walk away, how Jew and Gentiles both receive undeserved grace, and what it means to extend that mercy to people who have deeply wronged you. If you've ever wondered, have I gone too far for God's mercy? This is for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, that's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. And if you haven't checked out our websites, I want to encourage you to do that today. FPIW.org is our Public Square Ministries website where you can learn how to evangelize, pray. You can do grassroots, all the educational pieces that you need right under that Public Square Ministry button. And FPIWaction.org is our government stewardship website where we teach you how to register your position, testify, and do all the things that are fitting to steward the public square with excellence. Hey, if you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty, which we're almost to the end of chapter 11, so it's chapters 9, 10, and 11, and then we'll start a new series. If you're enjoying it, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, please, 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 please know that we are so thankful for your generosity. We have an event coming up called Saving the American Family on April 18th. And if you want more information for that, go to FPIW.org. It is going to be a great event and tickets are on sale today. All right, let's dive into God's word together. Our question for today is this: how do you view God's mercy? And let's read Romans chapter 11, verses 28 to 32. From the standpoint of the gospel, Israel is an enemy for your sake. But from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. For just as you were once disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their obedience, so these also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. For God has shut up all in disobedience so that he may show mercy to all. We're going to talk about mercy today. Aren't you thankful for God's mercy upon your life? So in verse 30, it says, for just as you were once disobedient to God, each and every one of us have been disobedient to God. We have fallen short of the glory of God. It says, for just as you were once disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy. So you didn't deserve mercy. You didn't earn mercy. Mercy didn't somehow, you didn't make enough down payment on mercy. Jesus Christ made the payment. And because of his grace and his mercy, he poured out upon you his favor. And so mercy to the Gentiles. So just like this for the Gentiles, we've been shown mercy because of their disobedience. Because of Israel's disobedience, the Gentiles were shown mercy. Now, whether you like it or not, Paul, and throughout the entire book of the Bible, shows us that there's Gentiles and there are Jews. God has a chosen nation. He also has a bride. And if you're Jewish and you want to become part of that bride, put your faith and hope in Jesus Christ, the Jewish Messiah. And so as we look at this, the fact that the Gentiles were even able to walk in the newness of life is because of the disobedience of the Jewish people. It also says they also, and this is down here in, so these also have been disobedient. So the Jews have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, so because of our mercy as Gentiles, they also may be shown mercy. And there's just this relationship. This is that part where it talks about the mystery of God. There's this relationship between the Jew and the Gentile, the Greek, barbarian, whatever you might want to say, that we were shown mercy because they were disobedient. And because of our disobedience, they were shown mercy as well. So these also now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, they also may be shown mercy. So it is an amazing relationship between God and mercy. So you're thinking, what do we know about God's mercy? Let's go to Romans chapter 9, verse 14. It says there, what shall we say then? There is no injustice with God, is there? May it never be. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. So God gets to choose. Remember, the nation, the bride, God's sovereignty. Mercy is a part of God's sovereignty. So then it does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy, his sovereignty. We're seeing God's sovereignty right here. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose, I raised you up to demonstrate my power in you and that my name might be proclaimed throughout the whole earth. So then he has mercy on whom he desires and he hardens whom he desires. You will say to them, why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will? On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to God? The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this, will it? Or does the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? So God is sovereign in his mercy. He gets to do it. It's his. He owns mercy, you might say. And so he shows mercy to the Gentiles because of the Jews' disobedience. And he shows mercy to the Jews as well. Why? Because God chose to do this. So let's go back. It says, for just as you were once disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience. So these also, the Jews, now have been disobedient, that because of the mercy shown to you, because of our mercy, that they may also be shown mercy. For God has shut up all in disobedience. Now, this is important. We're living in a culture and a world that currently wants to say, you know, people are good people. People are, you know, well, they didn't mean it. They're good. They're just good. They're good. And so we can just allow these things to happen. And the fact is, the Bible says exactly opposite. There is none righteous, Romans chapter 3. There is none who understands. There is no one who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues, they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths, and the paths of peace they have not known, and there is no fear of God in their eyes. See, this is where he shut up all in disobedience. We have all been disobedient to God. Why? So that. I love so that's. Why? So that he may show mercy to all. So we are seeing in this scripture God's sovereignty. So what's our public square application today? Have you been shown the mercy of God? You are a wretched little sinner that needs God's grace. I am a wretched little sinner that needs God's grace, his mercy. And God, through his divine calling and choice of you and of me, he says mercy to you. So that's number one. Number two is, have you taken the mercy that God has shown you and given that unmerited favor to someone else? Someone else may not deserve it, but God tells us that we are to love in the way that he loves. We are to show mercy in the way that he shows mercy. We are to give grace in the way that he gives grace. You may have experienced an injustice in your workplace, in your home, or wherever it might be. And the question is, are you taking the mercy that God's given you and giving it to someone else? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray over our public square. We pray for mercy. God, we do not deserve it. We have defiled your courtroom, you might say. We've killed our babies. We've polluted our minds with pornography and sexuality. We have allowed transgenderism to seep into the public square. We have celebrated what is evil and called good evil. God, we have inverted society. We have done everything contrary to you. So Lord, we just come before you and beg for mercy. Show mercy on Bob Ferguson. Show mercy on the Republicans and the Democrats and the independents and the judicial system. We have dishonored you, God. Will you show us mercy in Jesus' name? Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard